Hey, we haven't spoken since that story about Buddy going to Brisbane erupted and the speculation around that, and then the Swans made a statement, then Buddy came out and made a statement too about, okay, we'll talk about it at the end of the season. And, mm-hmm. you know, some people went off half-cocked and said that there's a lot of me about Buddy and, you know, he shouldn't be talking about that type of thing. My read on it is it was never a story that Buddy put out there. There's been this ongoing... Well, you look at me quizzically, but I don't know that Buddy did put it out there because it hasn't been in his nature ever to do that, Buddy.
Who put it out there?
Well, I don't know who put the story out there, but I don't think that it was
Buddy
that talked about it.
Wouldn't have been Sydney.
Well, it might have been somebody that thinks that they're connected to the Franklin family group or whatever that knows what's going on,
so
but it doesn't necessarily mean that the Franklin camp said, oh, let's put it out there, can we? Let's talk about this and see if we can disrupt the season.
As I understand it, it was a journo in Brisbane with Channel 9 who was definitive, like came out definitively.
I understand that. But
that's strange, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know.
Well, who knows? But he may be connected somehow to the family, whatever. I mean, putting that to one side, okay. I don't think the Buddy was out there saying, okay, let's see if I can't disrupt the Sydney Swans final season, the season now.
I don't think he was impressed with their low ball offer, though.
No, well, their low ball offer apparently isn't that low ball. Like, their low ball offer apparently is about $100,000 difference than what he could possibly go and earn somewhere else. So it's not really a low ball offer.
I see.
They just haven't been able to reach an agreement yet. But now what he's saying is that he can't decide necessarily whether he even wants to play again next season.
Or is he, yeah, well, you don't know, do you? Or is he saying, I'm going to say that so everyone can just bugger off and let me get on with it. Of the bomb, the seed's been planted. Now everyone knows where we're at. I'm prepared to go and or retire unless we can get something done. So all parties are on notice. Now I'll just go and play my footy, hopefully win a flag.
But this is the world we live in, and that is that people come out of contracts and contracts do or they don't get negotiated. And then
a
player is – it's not so much about – it's about a business decision that each and every player – has to make, and that determination they have to make at some point of their career.
Sure.
Are they prepared to stay and play, or do they think they can get a better offer somewhere else? Because that is their tool of trade.
Oh,
playing football is what they do.
100% agree with you. But you can't be surprised that it hasn't blown up in the manner that it has. He's been there for 10 years.
No, I'm not surprised about that. I'm surprised around the commentary around it to say that, you know, like Korn said, you know, it's me, there's a lot of me. I don't think Buddy has ever displayed that characteristic in the time that he's ever played the game.
No, he hasn't, but he hadn't had to. He had 10 years where he knows exactly where his wedge is coming from.
That's right, but he's also had 10 years of history around his behaviours, and he's never been one that wants to come out and play. Like, he's never sought the limelight at all, Buddy. He has had the limelight because he's been such a great player, but he's actually shied away from that, if anything.
I agree, but when it comes to the contracts... he hasn't had to play in that space for 10 years, so we don't know. And history would say his last contract that he did was very left field and didn't go the way that most people thought it was going to go. And he left.
The fact that he played out or the fact that
Premiership behemoth and everyone thought he was off to the Giants and he's pulled the wild card and went to the Swans. So there's some history says he's got some unpredictability around contract negotiation time.
10 years ago, 11 years ago.
He's only had, that's my point.
What?
That's my point. Though you're saying
that's hardly an establishment of behaviour, like one off.
But he hasn't.
When he had a greater offer from the Sydney Swans, and it took everybody by surprise, and he didn't go to GWS, he went to Sydney Swans.
But that's
11 years
point.
Ago.
You're saying he's you know, he hasn't, he's been quiet and everything.
No,
else.
No, I'm saying that. I'm saying not about contract. I'm not talking about
right,
now. I'm
right.
talking about his personality
he's
as somebody.
He's not a secret.
Like
he
shied away from publicity. He's never wanted to be the centre of anything.
Maybe Jacinta's taking over negotiation. She's an accredited agent now.
Well. Maybe there's somebody else in the background too. Do you think, would, in your mind, how desperate do you think Sydney would be for Buddy to keep playing there at Sydney?
I think they would like him to continue there. I don't think desperate would be the word. I don't think they would think it's the end of the world. But in terms of the bigger picture, to have him finish his career as a Sydney Swan in that market where he's beloved and drags him through the gates and all those sorts of things. So Yeah, I think from that point of view, for the whole club, that's really important. But for the actual playing side, they've
got other players coming through, haven't they?
Succession plan pretty well in place.
Mm.